This is News Talk.
Well, there's one story pretty much dominating all of the Irish newspapers this morning, and this was this tragic road incident in County Kerry, which resulted in the death of a 14-year-old boy. As I say, it's on pretty much all the front pages. The Irish Examiner: shock as Thomas, 14, dies in Kerry crash. Gardaí turned on flashing blue lights and siren just moments before car hit a tree. Gardaí were preparing to pull over a car driven by a 14-year-old boy moments before a devastating crash claimed the teenager's life. Officers in a Garda van had spotted Thomas Healy driving on Park Road, not far from the Plaza Hotel in the centre of Killarney, at around 1 a.m. yesterday. That's also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Our bright, bubbly boy. The Healy Ray family are numb with devastation after losing a 14-year-old relative in a single vehicle road crash in Killarney in County Kerry yesterday, and tributes have poured in for Thomas Healy. It's understood that Thomas, who was driving a 25-year-old Toyota Corolla, lost control of the vehicle before it hit a curb and collided with a tree. Independent TD Michael Healy Ray, who is a first cousin of Thomas's father, told the Mail that the entire family and the community are beyond shocked at the tragedy. The front of the Irish Sun: Tom will live in our hearts forever. And the front of the Irish Daily Star: 14-year-old driver killed. And the front of the Irish Daily Mirror: boy driver 14 killed in crash. Garda Ombudsman launches inquiry into road smash tragedy. And really was a tragedy, and it's left the whole community shocked by what has happened in Killarney. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Independent tells us that there are fears of a flood of post-pandemic consumer price rises. And unless you've been living under a rock, you probably will have noticed this over the past couple of days. The amount of companies announcing price increases, all of these providers who we use in our homes, electricity, gas, broadband, health insurance and fuel costs are all rising. Bord Gáis Energy became the latest energy supplier just yesterday to announce price hikes. That's on top of Air, the telecoms provider, confirming that broadband and phone prices for some of its customers would rise. And Austin Hughes from KBC Bank is quoted on the front of the Irish Independent as saying, "We're now heading into a noisy and nasty period of inflation due to the pandemic and Brexit and all those other lovely things that consumers are going to be affected by." Also on the front of the Irish Independent, we're told that restaurant toilets are far more riskier than facilities in hotels for catching COVID-19. This is fascinating stuff from the Department of Health. Hotel guests are less likely to use the communal toilets than people in restaurants, where more customers are mixing and using fewer facilities. Now, the front of the Irish Times this morning says that everyone aged between 60 and 69 will get their second dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine within 10 days. Speaking to the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin pledging that all second doses would be completed by July 18th. No pressure there for the vaccination centres. Also on the front of the Irish Times, the points needed in this year's Leaving Cert for some high demand third level courses like medicine and pharmacy are set to rise. As we've been saying, how high can they go? They're pretty high as it is, and looks like they're increasing. Now, would you like the English papers this morning? I'm sure we're all delighted with the big win, England's big win over Denmark last night. Let's give you what the papers across the water are saying. We'll begin with the Times of London. England make history. This is their front page story. A mighty roar bellowed around Wembley Stadium. It cascaded out of pubs and bars and along residential streets across the nation. The Daily Express: and finally, whisper it quietly or shout it from the rooftops, football really could be coming home. Hopefully you haven't had your breakfast yet, because you might be a bit sick with all these headlines. And the Daily Telegraph: finally, penalties don't seem so terrible. England made history last night, reaching the first major final in 55 years with, of all things, a spot kick. Harry Kane, the captain, scored the winner in extra time to send a nation into ecstasy. And a load of people in Ireland who are usually up early, a little bit bleary-eyed this morning because we all went to bed a little bit late last night, if you were watching the match. Big coverage of that big CSO report that'll be on News Talk Breakfast later, into the way we're living and living with our parents and all that stuff. The Irish Times have a full page on it. Irish parents generally happier to live with their adult children than the children are to live with them. This is so sad, and more content to see them stay. So it seems the children themselves wouldn't mind to too much if they moved out, but their parents really would, according to that CSO research. Also fascinating in this big CSO report is that people who live alone appear to have mastered domestic bliss, according to the Irish Times, because most report high levels of happiness, security, and show no great need to open their doors to anyone else. Data by the CSO shows 92% of those living alone feel safe and secure. The Mail warns us this morning, if you're having a children's birthday party, well, in the future, you may never have a balloon again, because the EU is planning to ban balloons a day after the bloc outlawed single-use plastics. So after the single-use plastics are banned, next on the list is balloons, plastic bags, crisp packets and disposable coffee cups, and the EU planning to make them all illegal in the coming years. And finally, a story which you probably weren't expecting to hear. This comes from the Irish Independent. Pope Francis is apparently planning one of his most audacious trips yet, because he's going to go to North Korea. It would be the first ever papal trip to the so-called Hermit Kingdom, and one of the themes of Pope Francis's papacy has been his eagerness to reach out to what he calls the periphery. So he's been to places like Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Paraguay and the Central African Republic, and now he's looking at travelling to North Korea. This is despite recent surgery which he had as well, so we'll see what happens with that particular visit. Donald Trump met with Kim Jong-un, don't forget, so you never know. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.